Local Santa Barbara environmentalists got word that Ryan Zinke, Trump's Secretary of the Interior, would be visiting Santa Barbara, and they responded with a protest. Here's more on the story. To 300 protesters gathered around the Reagan Ranch Center in downtown Santa Barbara yesterday evening, waiting for the arrival of Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of the Interior under the Trump administration. Holding signs and chanting, local environmentalists made their voices clear. They do not want their public lands to be used for offshore oil drilling. Donald Trump's Interior Department seeks to open up federal lands and waters for fossil fuel extraction with the intention of making the United States more energy independent. Katie Davis, chair of the Santa Barbara Sierra Club, who had a hand in organizing the protest, tells us more.
Just last week, he announced that they're working on a new offshore oil directive that would open up drilling in the Atlantic, the Arctic, possibly the Pacific, areas that where we haven't had drilling in 30 years, areas that we thought were permanently protected. And so here he comes to an event in Santa Barbara, a block away from the, you know, the first major oil spill in the United States, the 1969 Santa Barbara spill, in an area where we're still, our businesses are still recovering from the past spill. And so we had to organize a protest. I was hoping, you know, we'd get a few people. I said maybe we get a dozen people, yeah, that, you know, anything, yeah, would matter. So it's been amazing.
Yeah.
So why is it so important that these waters stay protected, that this land stays protected?
So we know about the risk of oil spills. It's not good for any state, even Republican states. 90% of communities have come out against offshore oil because of the risks. And it's not just the spills that we're worried about. Even when there isn't a spill, we know that they dump the wastewater back into the ocean, billions of gallons, and it contains arsenic, benzene, mercury, lead, other contaminants. So if we want to keep our oceans clean, we need to stop this expansion in offshore oil and really make sure our voices are heard. And the Santa Barbara Sierra Club also has a petition to Secretary Zinke, and it's actually been signed by over 17,000 people, asking him not to open up new offshore oil leases in the Pacific, the Atlantic, and the Arctic Oceans, and to keep those protected.
Santa Barbara has had a history of oil spills. In 1969, the Santa Barbara oil spill was the largest oil spill in the United States waters at the time, and is now only third behind the Deepwater Horizon oil spill of 2010 and the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. We speak with Owen Bailey, Executive Director of the Environmental Defense Center, to find out more.
The 1969 oil spill is credited for bringing about the birth of the modern environmental movement. This massive disaster right off our coast, in which thousands of seabirds and marine mammals were killed, 35 miles of coastline was besmirched by oil. Our founders wanted there to be an organization here in town to be able to use the new discipline of environmental law to make sure nothing like that ever happened here again. And here we are at a time when the state of California and our communities are making significant strides to curtailing the use of fossil fuels. Just today, we got word that Platform Holly, Venneco's platform off the coast of Goleta and UCSB, is going to be shut down. Those wells will be plugged up, those leases released, and that platform will be decommissioned. That's the only offshore oil platform in the Santa Barbara Channel in the state of California's waters. And Ryan Zinke is in town now, and we're sending a very clear message that what we're doing in California, what we're doing in this community, is what we need to see for the federal waters in the Santa Barbara Channel as well. We cannot afford another oil spill here, and you don't need to look as far back as the 69 oil spill to see the devastation in May 19, 2015, when the Plains All-American Pipeline ruptured. 140,000 gallons of heavy crude went onto the Gaviota Coast and into the Santa Barbara Channel. The devastation to our economy, to our fisheries, to our beaches, and to our precious coast is something we simply cannot risk again.
Ryan Zinke may be invested in more than just opening up the Santa Barbara Channel to oil drilling. There's an alleged move to bring cattle grazing back to the Channel Islands National Park, potentially threatening certain endemic species on the islands. Ken Owen, the executive director of the Channel Islands Restoration, tells us more.
Well, there's actually a move afoot to bring cattle back out to Channel Islands National Park. The Park Service spent a huge amount of effort removing non-native grazers like deer and elk and cattle over many, many years that were destroying the island, destroying the plants and animals that are completely unique to the Channel Islands. And now the secretary is actually considering bringing them back because various economic interests are supporting it.
Protesters never saw Zinke, as he may have used the back door to enter and exit the event. There are a few people at the demonstration supporting Zinke's visit. One man was holding a sign that said, "Drill, pump, thrive." According to Key News, after speaking with other guests who attended the event, former Santa Barbara County Supervisor Mike Stoker said he is confident there will be drilling on federal lands based on sound science. Secretary Zinke was not available for an interview, but there are rumors that he will be returning to Santa Barbara. Reporting for KCSB, I'm Kendra Lee.